2 days after Cyclone Komain affected Bangladesh, eastern and northern Indian states are wracked by heavy rains and floods. Manipur, Odisha, and West Bengal states are also hard hit. In India's central state, Madhya Pradesh, 31 people died Tuesday when two passenger trains traveling in opposite directions derailed within minutes of each other while crossing a small bridge. 72 people were injured. More than 300 were rescued after their carriages flipped into the river. Witnesses say that many others were washed away by the river's currents. Suresh Prabhu is India's railway minister.
The prima facie cause of the incident is stated to be flash floods due to heavy rains. Statutory inquiry into the incident has been ordered to be conducted by Commissioner of Railway Safety. Helpline numbers have been set up at all important locations and railways have been instructed to take all precautions in flood affected areas.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced aid for victims of the incident, $3,200 each for the next of kin of those who lost their lives, $800 for those seriously injured in the accident. The railway accident highlights both the effects of rampant flooding in the country and the deteriorating state of India's railway system. According to federal data, in 2014, more than 25,000 people died in rail accidents in the country. Meanwhile, ongoing seasonal flooding continues. 12 people died after a 50-year-old building collapsed near India's business capital city of Mumbai. Last week, another 40-year-old building fell, killing 9. Heavy to very heavy rains are expected to continue, and the death toll will likely rise once flood water recedes and residents can return to more than 10,000 villages currently submerged. Jaswinder Sehgal, FSRN, India.